This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Black holes, the cosmos, space and time travel, science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
at GCNlive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we profile the amazing, jaw-dropping scientific discoveries which are revolutionizing our world and touching our lives. And this hour is your hour. This is the time when you can get to the telephones and give us a call. Why do we scientists have to have all the fun discovering the secrets of Mother Nature? Why don't you get on the phone and give us a call? All we ask is that you leave your name and the city you're calling from, and hey, perhaps you can get on Science Fantastic. Also, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. I've written 3 New York Times bestsellers, and my latest book is coming out in the end of February. It's called The Future of Humanity. We're talking about where we're going to be in the space exploration, where we're going to be 100, 200, maybe 1,000 years into the future, when we begin the process of going back to the moon, going on to Mars, terraforming Mars, and going into the galaxy itself. So find out all about the future of humanity. And also, I'll be on a book tour at the end of February. I'll be on a book tour going through San Francisco, Los Angeles, Chicago, Washington, Boston, New York. And maybe I'll be signing your copy of The Future of Humanity. And afterwards, you can go to eBay and auction it off for money. That's right, autographed books are worth money, and you can actually make some money going to my book tour. So find out what all the excitement is about. Many people believe that we're now entering the second golden age of space exploration. It was 50 years ago, 50 years ago approximately, that we last walked on the moon. Now we're going to go back, starting next year. That's right. Next year, we're going to go back to the moon and beyond that, on to Mars. So find out what all the excitement is about. Also, we talk about extraterrestrial civilizations that we may encounter once we leave our solar system. And then, of course, we have to address the question of, well, what does that mean for people who believe in flying saucers? Well, as you know, the United States Air Force kept a top secret study group alive to monitor sightings of UFOs. Until about the year 2012, spending $22 million analyzing, well, lights in the sky. And people often ask me a simple question. Professor, you're a physicist. What are your thoughts about visitors from outer space? Well, to be very frank, I tell people that my colleagues, my friends, laugh. They snicker. They giggle. And then they roll their eyes, look up into the heavens, and say, all bunch of nonsense. It's nothing but weather anomalies, nothing but radar echoes on some pilot's radar screen, nothing but the planet Venus, meteors, weather balloons, you name it. There is a logical explanation for all of these things. Well, I disagree. I've looked at a lot of these sightings myself. People email me them. And I'd say that about 95% of the time, yeah, you're right. You can't dismiss it as the planet Venus and meteors and meteorites and comets. Yeah, 95% of the time. However, the last 5% of the time makes your skin crawl. The last 5% of the time, we're talking about sightings that seem to defy the known laws of physics, as seen clearly in this treasure trove of documents released by the United States Air Force. Now, even then, confronting objects that go parallel to our airlines and our Air Force pilots, you can dismiss them as drones. perhaps hypersonic drones that the military experiments with. That would allow them, for example, to zigzag without crushing the pilots inside, because there are no pilots inside. Perhaps they're nothing but advanced aircraft created by the military in Area 51. Well, maybe. But you can't rule out. You can't rule out the possibility that, well, yeah, maybe they are extraterrestrial. I keep an open mind. And so when people email me and say that they've been abducted by a flying saucer, I tell them something very simple. The next time you're abducted by a flying saucer, for God's sake, steal something. I don't care what it is, a paperclip, a paperweight, an alien chip, steal something. So you have bragging rights, and also you have something to show for being an abductee in outer space. We scientists deal with things that are reproducible, testable, and falsifiable. Hearsay is simply, hearsay simply doesn't cut mustard. Okay, well, let's move right along, because this hour is your hour to get on Science Fantastic. So let's move right on to the first listener phone call.
Hello, I have a question about all the satellites that no longer work, and we're trying to figure out a way to get rid of them. I hear things about grappling hooks and nets and things. My question was about magnets. Couldn't we launch a good-sized magnet satellite out there to collect all the little broken satellites, and eventually it will become heavier and heavier, pulling it towards the Earth's atmosphere in order to burn up? The weight will actually pull it towards the atmosphere as it collects the satellites? Just a random question from an average Joe. Thanks. My name is Tim, and I'm from Buffalo. Thank you.
Well, Tim, you ask a very embarrassing question, because we humans have littered outer space with our junk. You realize that there are thousands, literally thousands of pieces of space junk orbiting the planet Earth, whizzing around the Earth at 18,000 miles per hour, created by all the missiles that we have launched into space. Every time we send something into space, we put up booster rockets, screws, screwdrivers, gloves, all sorts of nonsense is shot into outer space every time we send our astronauts up to the International Space Station. In fact, NORAD and our military tracks these things. We have a special computer program that is specifically designed to keep track of all these space debris. Now, what do we do with all this space junk? Well, the short answer is we don't know. At the present time, there are no active experiments being done to get rid of the space junk. However, that hasn't stopped people from trying to field some ideas. Now, your idea of magnetism sounds attractive, but there are problems, practical problems, because first of all, magnetism does not extend very far. And we're talking about objects whizzing around the Earth at 18,000 miles per hour that may be separated by hundreds of miles, over which magnetism simply will not work. Second of all, electromagnets require lots of electrical energy, and energy is at a premium in outer space, and that's yet another reason to believe that magnets simply won't cut it. So magnets are simply too weak. They're not long range, and they simply don't have the ability to snag all the junk that's out there, all the way from paint flecks to screws to gloves, all the way to booster rocket parts. Now, one idea that I found going through the internet, a proposal that would use a net. It would have retro rockets that would allow them to maneuver between pieces of junk. It would then snag the junk with a net and then go to the next piece of junk. And after that, it would simply dive back into the atmosphere and burn up. So there's no necessity to bring it back to the surface of the Earth. It would simply burn up like a meteor in outer space. But, well, if you can figure out a better way to do it, call a press conference. Call the military. Because at the present time, we are clueless as to what to do with an economical, practical way to get rid of all the space junk. And it's going to be a very big problem for our astronauts as they move on to the moon and Mars. Well, let's take a short commercial break, and after the break, we're going to continue with Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. In this hour, we take your listener phone calls.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. In this hour, yes, we're going to take your listener phone calls. Give us a call, because why should we scientists have all the fun exploring the secrets of Mother Nature and the universe? Give us a call at 612-564-8135. Once again, that's 612-564-8135. All we ask is that you leave your name, call letters of the radio station you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and hey, perhaps you can get on national radio. And once again, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. It gives you the details of my latest book, The Future of Humanity. In other words, our destiny as a species as we explore the universe. And also, my book tour. I'll be going through San Francisco, Los Angeles, Chicago, Boston, Washington, New York, and find out if I'll be in a city near you signing your copy of The Future of Humanity. Okay, moving right along now, let's take the next listener phone call.
Yes, Dr. Tattoo. My name is Chris Guffey. I'm from Washington, D.C. I have a question about gravitational waves. I'm a little confused as to its nature. Does it behave like light and it's its own independent waving entity like electromagnetism? Or is it like a water wave where what is waving is actually a substance or a medium? And that substance medium being space-time. I've had a heated debate, and I can't find a satisfactory answer, so I would appreciate one. Thank you very much.
Okay, well, the answer is very simple. First of all, let me say that three colleagues of mine won the Nobel Prize in Physics for the discovery of these gravity waves emanating from colliding black holes in outer space. Who would have thought that we would have instruments sensitive enough to detect emissions from the collision of two black holes a billion light years from the planet Earth? So it took a billion years for that cosmic radiation, gravity waves from colliding black holes, to actually hit the planet Earth. Well, according to Einstein, space and time are like a fabric that can be stretched, also a fabric that ripples. So think of throwing a pebble into a pond. When you throw a pebble into the pond, you get water waves that emanate from the center of the impact. Well, that pond is similar to space-time, and the ripples on the fabric of space-time are gravity waves. And how fast do they move? At the speed of light. And so these gravity waves are different from light waves. And this will initiate a whole new era of telescopes. Realize that the first set of telescopes used light, going all the way back to Galileo 400 years ago. That was the first generation of telescopes. The second generation of telescopes dates back to World War II, when we used radio waves, and we detected radio waves from galaxies in outer space. And now we're entering the third era, when we're not using light, we're not using radio, but we're using ripples in the fabric of space-time itself. Gravity waves that were predicted by Albert Einstein in 1916. Think about that. About 100 years ago, Einstein predicted that if space and time were like a fabric, ripples on that fabric should travel at the speed of light. But he thought that these ripples are so faint, they would not be discovered in his lifetime. And he was right. It took 100 years since his prediction to actually find these things. Next, we're going to go into outer space and have gravity wave detectors in outer space detecting radiation from the instant of creation itself. We're now talking about baby pictures, getting baby pictures of the instant of creation when the infant universe emerges from the womb. And many people think that gravity waves will give us a snapshot of the infant universe with an umbilical cord. An umbilical cord connecting our baby universe to a parent universe in a multiverse of universes. Well, that, of course, is still beyond our capability. But the next step with gravity waves is to put detectors in outer space to get photographs of the infant universe as it was created. Okay, let's move right along now to the next listener phone call.
Hello, my name is Adam. I'm from Manhattan, and my question is, do you see human civilization within the next, let's say, 50 years becoming completely self-sustainable or type 1 civilization? Thank you.
Well, let's break down the terminology. First of all, when we physicists analyze intelligent life in outer space, we don't look for little green men. We rank them numerically by energy. A type 1 civilization has harnessed the energy of an entire planet. They are a planetary civilization, somewhat similar to what you see in Flash Gordon or Buck Rogers. They control the weather. They would control earthquakes and volcanoes. Anything terrestrial, they would control. Type 2 is stellar. They control the entire energy output of a star, and they would, for example, perhaps even envelop their entire star with a sphere called a Dyson sphere to extract energy from their sun. They play with stars. An example of a type 2 civilization would be Star Trek. The Federation of Planets would be a typical type 2 civilization. Then there's type 3, galactic. They roam the galactic space lanes, zipping from one star system effortlessly across the galaxy itself. And that's somewhat similar to what you find in Star Wars, where you have a galactic civilization. Now, what are we on this cosmic scale? Do we play with the weather? Can we juggle stars? Can we roam the galactic space lanes? No, we are type 0. We get our energy from dead plants, oil and coal. And I would suspect that in 100 years, about 100 years, we will become a type 1 civilization, truly planetary. Not 50 years, but perhaps in 100 years. And you see the beginnings of it right now. For example, what is the Internet? The Internet is the emergence of the first type 1 planetary telephone system. Think about it. The Internet is a type 1 technology, truly planetary. And you can see remnants of this in culture as well. For example, what is soccer? What is the Olympics? The beginning of a type 1 sports. What is the European Union? Well, the beginning of a type 1 economy. What is the type 1 language that these people will speak? Probably English, because if you go to the Internet, the number one language on the Internet is English, followed by Mandarin Chinese. And even a type 1 music is emerging. We have rock and roll and rap. A type 1 culture is emerging in high fashion. Take a look at Gucci or Chanel. We find those luxury brands anywhere on the planet Earth. Now, the caller asks, will we become truly self-sustaining? Well, in 100 years, I think so. But even before that, there are good indications that we will become self-sustaining. First of all, the electric battery. People wonder, why don't we have the solar age or the wind age? All the propaganda from Hollywood about solar power never came to be. Well, the problem with solar power is not the solar cell at all. It is the battery. The lowly battery storage is the number one problem because, of course, what do you do when the sun doesn't shine or the winds don't blow? You need batteries. And that's been the weak spot toward a totally self-sustaining civilization. But the price of batteries has been dropping about 7% a year as inventors and entrepreneurs jump on the bandwagon to create the super battery of the future. Then after that, I would expect fusion power to become a reality. Within the next 15, 20 years or so in southern France, the ITER fusion reactor, costing about $12 billion, will generate more energy than it consumes, and we could be entering the fusion era. Fusion is the power of the sun. Literally the power of the sun on the planet Earth. And so I think we will become self-sustaining, not anytime soon, but within the next decade or so, solar and wind are going to be playing catch-up to fossil fuels, and beyond that, we could be entering the fusion era. Well, our time is up for this segment of Science Fantastic. So let's take a short commercial break. And after the break, we're going to continue with your listener phone calls. And remember, you can always give us a call at 612-564-8135. And leave your name, call letters of the radio station, and the city you're calling from. And hey, perhaps you can get on Science Fantastic. So give us a call.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. This hour is your hour. This is the time when you can give us a call at 612-564-8135. Check out what I'm doing on my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, or go to my Facebook site at Michio Kaku. We have 3 million fans on Facebook and about 600,000 fans on Twitter. And once again, this is the time when you can get to the telephones and give us a call and ask that question that's always been bothering you. Maybe you're having dinner with the kids, and the kids ask you a science question from homework, and you are stumped. You don't know what to say. Well, instead of looking like a goofball in front of your kids, why not come out like a genius? Give us a call at 612-564-8135. And for that matter, why not put your kids on national radio? Why not have them get front seats to the March of Science? Okay, well, let's move right along now to the next listener phone call.
Hi, my name is Tad Ryan. I'm from Omaha, Nebraska, and my question is, what sci-fi fantasy world is most technologically plausible? Thank you for your time.
Well, you ask a tall question. First of all, I'm a science fiction fan. I cringe sometimes when I see movies where all the physics and the science is upside down, backwards, and unrecognizable. However, I love to watch the special effects. I would say that perhaps the most scientifically valid movie is, 2001. Because in that movie, we're talking about a civilization on the moon. You see, if you are a galactic civilization, it would take simply too long to explore the entire galaxy. The galaxy is about 100,000 light years across, so it would take 100,000 years traveling at the speed of light to go from one end to the other. That's simply too long. So what they would do is they would send robots, self-replicating robots, robots that can have children. And they would land on the moon. Now, why a moon? Because the moon has no erosion, there's no rust, and as a consequence, any probe on a moon would stay there for millions, billions of years. And all it would do is make a copy itself. Not one copy, but maybe 1,000 copies of itself that then shoot out and explore the next solar system. So starting with one probe, you get 1,000. From 1,000 probes, you get 1,000,000, then 1,000,000,000, 1,000,000,000,000, 1,000,000,000,000. And before you know it, in just a few generations, you have trillions. Trillions of these probes expanding in a sphere near the speed of light. Now, you may say to yourself, well, this is too fantastic. I mean, how's that possible? Well, in some sense, it happens in your body practically every day. When a virus lands on your cell, it hijacks the reproductive mechanism of your cell, creating scores of other viruses, which then go out and colonize other cells. So starting with one cell, you get a few hundred, then a few thousand, a few million, a few billion, and within about 2 weeks, you're sneezing. Think about that. One molecule makes you sneeze in 2 weeks. And so that's the power of an exponential growth, and that's the basis of the movie 2001. Now, remember in the movie that there was a probe left on the moon, and its duty was to interfere with human evolution and then to send a signal back to the home planet, announcing the fact that we humans have finally arrived, that we are capable of space travel. So I think that's perhaps one of the most authentic encounters with a civilization in outer space. Well, let's take another short commercial break. And after the break, we're going to continue with your phone calls when you call 612-564-8135. Stay tuned.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too. These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. If you're at or near retirement, this book is a must read. Today you can get your very own free copy of Ted Benna's new book. Shipping and handling charges apply.
Get your copy of Ted Benna's book when you text Benna to 79000. Text BENNA to 79000. Text BENNA to 79000 now.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open. You're not going to get a busy signal. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call 612-564-8135. All we ask of you is that you leave your name, call letters of the radio station you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and bingo! Perhaps you can get on national radio to share your thoughts with the greater American public. So this is your chance to get on national radio. Well, let's move right on to the next listener phone call.
Dr. Kaku, do you believe in any of the ancient alien theories, and what do you think of the new video that surfaced this week showing the two fighter pilots, I believe, looking at that object that was just released by the government? My name is Andres, and I am calling from Seattle, Washington. Thank you.
Okay, well, first of all, the History Channel has a series called Ancient Aliens. I've been on Ancient Aliens a few times, and we scientists analyzing these hieroglyphics and these pictures of what looks like alien creatures visiting our ancestors, we say that, well, A, we have to be open to the possibility that they really are visitations from ancient aliens, but B, ultimately, we want proof. That is, we want things that are testable, falsifiable, and reproducible. So in other words, when you see an ancient figure that seems to be wearing a headdress that looks like a helmet, and it seems as if they have a spacesuit, well, it could also be simply a ceremonial gown worn by the king to commemorate a victory over an enemy. And so it's not definitive proof. So, again, A, we have to be open to all sorts of crazy ideas, because who knows, some of these crazy ideas may be correct. But B, ultimately, we want to have proof. We want to have more than simply hearsay and drawings. Now, some scientists say that why not look for the leftover garbage from ancient aliens? That is, if the aliens created a base, let's say in Latin America, there should be wire. There should be garbage, Coke bottles left over from these aliens, tools, all sorts of stuff that they discarded, because we do the same thing. When we went to the moon, we left our garbage on the moon. And so if these aliens land on the Earth, we should be able to find evidence of that. However, so far, no one has ever picked up an alien screwdriver or an alien piece of garbage from one of these sites. But like I said, we keep an open mind. Now, you also mentioned the fact that Up till 2012, the United States Air Force did, in fact, record all sorts of strange phenomenon, 95% of which can be dismissed as natural phenomenon, but the last 5%, as I mentioned, well, they make your skin crawl. They seem to indicate that there is a technology out there far more advanced than what we're accustomed to seeing. What is it? Well, my own personal point of view is maybe, just maybe, these are hypersonic drones being tested by the military in Area 51. That would explain why the fact that they can zigzag without crushing the pilots inside, that they can zoom at hypersonic velocities faster than the supersonic velocities of our pilots, and they are drones. They don't have to have pilots that would be subjected to G-forces and be crushed by all the maneuvers of these devices. Or, hey, maybe they really are aliens from outer space. I'm a scientist. Until I see definitive, hardcore proof, evidence of these things, I cannot say that this is evidence of visitation. But was it a good thing to spend $22 million of taxpayers' money on this project? Many scientists say no, it was not worth it. I disagree. My attitude is, you never know. Perhaps we have been visited. Perhaps there are aliens from outer space coming by and interacting with humans. It's something that cannot be dismissed. But the debate will go on for decades into the future until someone can come up with hard proof. Okay, well, let's take another short commercial break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135.
To GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
rehabilitation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. In this hour, we're going to take your listener phone calls. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call us at 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station you're listening to, and the city you're calling from. And maybe, just maybe, you can get on national radio. And maybe I'll be coming to a city next to you. I'll be on a book tour in the end of February, traveling through San Francisco, L.A., Chicago, Washington, Boston, New York, and other cities. And maybe I'll be signing a copy of your book, The Future of Humanity, talking about the space program as we enter a new era of space exploration, a new golden age. As we go to the moon, go on to terraform Mars, and perhaps even explore the galaxy itself. Find out more by going to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. Okay, well, moving right along, let's take the next listener phone call.
Hello, this is G. Paul Hudak calling from Tempe, Arizona. I have two questions, actually, that I'd love to ask. One, is it even scientifically possible to detect distant magnetic fields around exoplanets 100 or 1,000 light years away? And two, do you think that planet Earth would be habitable were it not for the existence of the moon? And actually, now that I bring it up, I'm wondering about your stance on whether or not Earth and moon are a twin planet system, whether or not we're sort of a dual planet system. Thanks so much. Enjoy your work and look forward to seeing you again soon.
Well, you asked some very interesting questions. First of all, yes, the Earth has a magnetic field, and it's very important because that magnetic field shields us against the solar wind. If we lose our magnetic field, the solar wind would then hit our atmosphere and literally blow our atmosphere into outer space over millions of years, and we would choke. We would lose our atmosphere, like what happened to Mars. Mars is a frozen desert. It's desolate. But why? It's because it has no magnetic field to speak of. As a consequence, the solar wind hits Mars and blows whatever atmosphere it has into outer space. And that's why the atmospheric density of Mars is 1%, just 1% that of the Earth. Now you ask another question, what about planets orbiting other stars, extrasolar planets? Believe it or not, we have now observed 4,000, count them, 4,000 planets orbiting other star systems in our Milky Way galaxy. But can we detect their magnetic field? And the short answer is no. Our instruments are simply not sensitive enough to give us a detailed look at their magnetic field, which would be important for them to preserve an atmosphere. So what we do instead is we're trying to use spectroscopes in order to tell whether or not there's traces of water and oxygen on these planets. So far, yes, we have found evidence that some of these planets seem to have oxygen or at least water in their atmosphere, meaning that they probably do have a magnetic field which protects them against the solar wind. Also about the moon, you realize that yes, without the moon, the Earth would wobble and eventually flip over, making life impossible. We are blessed with a large moon. The fact that the moon is large means that it stabilizes the Earth's orbit. Realize that we have Newton's laws of motion so accurate that we can actually fast forward the solar system millions and millions of years into the future. And when we do that, we find out that the slightest little perturbation, the slightest wobbling of the Earth is magnified over time until the Earth flips over, which would be horrific for earthlings. So thank God we have a large moon that stabilizes the Earth. Okay, let's move right along now to the next listener phone call.
Hi, this is Kyle Newman. I live down in Houston, Texas. And I guess my question would be, at what point or what technology or method would we either in the future or currently possess could be used to test for evidence of God or the lack thereof God? And, you know, if it doesn't exist, like, in the future, would there be something hypothetical that you could probably imagine that we could use? And what evidence would be able to satisfy the question of God existing or not? And how would we go about getting that evidence?
Well, you ask an interesting question. Actually, I was in Mexico City a few years ago. I was moderating a debate. On one side of the debate, we had Catholic theologians that certainly believe in the existence of God. On the other half, we had atheists, scientists who were also atheists, saying, bah, humbug, there's no such thing as God. And there they were, two sides of this debate. And I was in the middle. And, of course, at the end of the debate, they asked me what my position was on the existence of God. Can God's existence be measured? And my answer was very simple, that the existence or non-existence of God is not provable. That is, science is based on things that are testable, falsifiable, and reproducible. And there is no experiment. There is no experiment that allows you to definitively say one way or the other whether there is a God. In other words, 1,000 years from now, we're going to have the same debate. Perhaps 1,000 years from now in Mexico City, another debate will be organized, and we're going to be debating the same question because it is untestable. Well, unfortunately, we are running out of time in this segment of Science Fantastic. Once again, you've been listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. Go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, and perhaps you can get on the cutting edge of science. So, once again, go to my website, and maybe I'll see you in your backyard during the book tour promoting my book, The Future of Humanity.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.